Welcome to the DP Eurasia first half trading update. Throughout the call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards there will be a question and answer session. Today, I'm pleased to present Aslan Saranga, the CEO, and Selim Kender, the Chief Strategy Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead with your meeting.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our trading update. I want to give a short summary of our H1 results. Our group performance has been resilient during the last quarter. As you all know, we see COVID effect both in Russia and Turkey by the middle of March, and we have created a response strategy. I think this response strategy in terms of our people, our customers, business continuity, and financial liquidity has worked very well. Our business, along with the sector, was, on the other hand, our business, along with the sector, was heavily affected by the onset of COVID-19 pandemic from the middle of March. We took immediate anti-infection measures for business continuity, such as contactless delivery, contactless takeaway, and compulsory mask utilization to ensure the well-being of our customers and employees. However, governmental measures implemented in our core markets resulted in varying operational constraints. In Istanbul, 26 days of curfew, mostly on weekends and public holidays, was instigated. Whereas in Moscow, the curfew lasted 72 days straight until 9 June 2020. Turkey also started the normalization process earlier compared to Russia, such as the opening of restaurants for dining in as of 1 June 2020. As a result of these different approach by local government, Turkey is moving closer to its pre-COVID level of operations. However, Russia has some ground to make up, especially in dining, which opened on 23rd June 2020, and takeaway. Start of the normalization resulted in better sales performance in June compared to May in both Turkey and Russia. Our like-for-like in Turkey in first half has been 13.5%. In Russia, our first half result is -20%. Our group like-for-like is 6%. Despite these challenging circumstances, digital continues to be a core focus and to drive our business forward. Our group online system sales growth has been 27%. Turkish online system sales growth has been 39%. Russian online system sales growth has been 14%. Online delivery system sales as a share of delivery system sales surpassed 75%. That was 67% in first half of 2019. We have a strong liquidity position. We have 259 million of cash at hand and additional available bank lines of 82 million as at 30 June 2020. Through our experience during the first wave of the pandemic, we feel more comfortable that full shutdown of our stores in the future would be a very remote possibility. Assuming that we are not facing significantly worse operational constraints, the group remains confident in its near-term plans for business continuity and cash flow, as well as its overall prospects in the long term. Thank you for listening to me, and if you have further questions, I will be very happy to answer.
Thank you very much. If you have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. Our first question comes from the line of Nikolay Kyvanov of VTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello to everybody. I have a couple of questions, if I may. First is on the liquidity position. Can you update us on what net debt you finished the first semi-annual period as of June, and also on the talks with the Sberbank and on the covenant testing, given that it was missed as of March, as we previously discussed. So here will be helpful. And also we saw a rebounding like-for-like in the post-COVID period. But if you can share with us like-for-like for June after the dine-in service resumed both in Turkey and in Russia, will be also quite helpful.
Thank you, Nikolai. With respect to our net debt figure, we're going to announce that in the along with the interims, as it constitutes an IFRS figure. The review of our numbers are ongoing, but I can tell you that it hasn't increased significantly since the year end. With respect to Sberbank, we obtained a waiver for the second quarter covenants prior to the end of the quarter. We are currently in negotiations with them with respect to resetting of the covenants for the remainder of the loan duration. Obviously, getting additional waivers will depend on where we end up in the outcome of those negotiations. But I would like to also repeat that you know, our strong liquidity position enables us to prepay our Sberbank bank borrowings if required, and we would still maintain a strong balance sheet as a result of that. With respect to like-for-likes, the figures have been improving as each month passes in both countries, especially in June, though I'm not able to give you an exact figure. Both Turkey and Russian performance improved. Obviously, normalization started in Turkey earlier than Russia. And in terms of number of cases and the strictness of the curfew applied in Russia was much more severe. So Turkey is, you know, almost back to normal. In Russia, you know, curfew was lifted on June 9th. Dine-in was opened in Moscow on the last week, in the last week of the month, on the 23rd of June. So performance is increasing, but it's a bit early to tell the results, to comment on the results of the normalization, with, especially with respect to Russia, because it's still early days.
Okay, got it. But to clarify, so as of June, the covenant with the Sberbank was also missed, similar to March?
Yes, we obtained a waiver prior to the end of the month, though.
Okay, I see. Okay, got it. Thanks, Selim.
Thanks, Nikolai.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Wayne Brown of Liberum. Please go ahead.
Morning, Jen. Two questions from me, please. Firstly, on Russia. Can you just describe the trading environment that you've experienced over the period? Clearly, stricter lockdown and dine-in was pretty much all but cancelled, but the competitive environment, and also you mentioned that you'll be resizing the cost base in Russia. I don't know if you're able to give us, it's probably too early to quantify that, but if you can just allude to where the cost cutting and the resizing will be. And then then I've got one question on Turkey, just with regards to yet again competitive dynamics and what you're seeing competitors do in the market, and just customer behavior with regards to average order values and frequency would be good, just to get some sort of a feel. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. In Russia, I think the main problem is with the takeaway and dining sales. We almost lost all of the sales in that part of our business during the COVID period. The curfew was much more stricter, especially in Moscow. And most of our stores are in Moscow, and the Moscow business places are still closed, so that affected our sales. But on the other hand, as Selim said, since the 23rd of June, we see a nice increase in our sales, and we are expecting, we hope to come to back to normal in the near future. In terms of competition, the aggregators were very active during the curfew, and we have seen that all the QSR has made delivery sales through the aggregator, like McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, everybody was really open. So most of the activity has been done through delivery. So everybody was very active in terms of delivery sales. So if you take out our stores in the very city center where we serve to our business places, other than that, in all of these stores, our delivery sales has even grown more than pre-COVID period. So I don't know if this explains the competitive situation in Russia. About Turkey, we had curfews, especially on the weekends, but it was much lighter. But restaurants in Turkey is not doing very well. And since we are much bigger than our closest competition in Turkey, I can tell you that we are coming out of this COVID stronger than our competition. We actually increased our marketing budget during COVID in Turkey. And we have increased our digital marketing spend in Russia. So our target was to increase the brand awareness, brand trust scores with our customers. Actually, our MPS scores in Turkey was record high, because that was mainly a couple of things. One, of course, we are the best delivery brand in the market. Second, we did a big campaign to support health workers in Turkey, also in Russia. That also, we gave a lot of positive feedback from our customers. And we were not silent during the COVID. We go on with our marketing campaigns, with our promotions. And that had a positive effect from our customers. We believe that will increase the brand value of our brand after the COVID period.
That's very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Harry Welton of Vergent Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, thanks very much for the update. I have three questions. The first is on the cash and debt position. So seeing the recent update that you've got 274 million lira of cash, whereas I think in May there was 144 million. So I just wanted to get a sense of where that came from, whether that was from raising additional debt or whether there's any cash being generated internally. The second question is on the margins. I think you just mentioned that the sales and marketing budget has been increased. So I just want to get a sense of how much promotion is being done and whether you can give us a sense of any sort of margins on a year-to-date basis. And then thirdly, it's just actually in addition to the last question, which was on the competition, but mainly in Russia, if you can just talk a bit more in detail about the main competitors, and kind of what you're seeing from them. Obviously, it's a difficult time for competition, but any insight on that would be great.
future. I'll start with the balance sheet question. We've been continuously in touch with our Turkish banks, and we've been getting additional lines from them. So the increase in the cash came from the utilization of the available facilities in Turkey.
About the marketing investment, of course, I mean, during the COVID, we made a lot of change. There were a lot of cost-cutting measures has been done in terms of overhead, in terms of stores, you know, and as I said, and marketing was the only only part we kept on spending the money. As Selim said, you know, in Turkey, we are back to normal. I mean, we are back to our usual KPIs and unit economics in the stores. In Russia, we still need time for the normalization. And by September, we'll give you a more detailed update about our EBITDA situation. So it's both, you know. I mean, we had a lot of cost-cutting efficiency. The last question was about competition.
Competition in Russia.
In Russia. Well, the competition in Russia, as I said, I think that we have three competition there. One of them is the aggregator. And as you know, we are working with the aggregators right now. And we had some positive sales from there during the COVID. Second one is the big QSR. In the big QSR, in the delivery side, like McDonald's, Burger King, and KFC, all of them was very active. The third one is the Dodo and Papa John's. Both of them were also very active during the COVID period, we have seen similar trends there. You know, both in the pizza delivery, we have seen that they had lost their takeaway and dine-in sales, and everybody focused on digital marketing and delivery, and we have seen similar trends in our competition.
Okay, thanks. Could you give us an idea of the market share if you look at Domino's versus Dodo versus Papa John's? In Russia?
Well, I think it's easy to kind of gauge that the relative amounts with respect to the stores. We have around 200 stores. Papa John is at about the same level, so we have very similar close market share with Papa John's. Dodo has around a little over 500 stores, and that kind of the 200 to 500 ratio is a good proxy for the relative market shares as well.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Just to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. And we have no further questions, so I'll hand back to our speakers for closing comments.
Thanks for listening to us, and thanks for the questions, and we'll come back to you on September with our half-year results, and we'll see you there. Thank you very much.
This now concludes our call. Thank you for attending. Participants, you may disconnect your lines.